You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
In the midst of life's ups and downs and uncertainties, we still rise. Join us mornings starting at 5 a.m. as we rise in worship on Love Radio Network 24. That's 5 a.m. daily for Rise in Worship, only on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
You should hear Lady Q's in the building. Make the noise if you hear. Lift your hands right now.
Good morning, Sugars. Thank y'all so much for rocking with your girl. This is Sunday Fire, and I am Lady Q, the one and only boo-boo, okay? All right, we getting started. We getting started this morning. Y'all know I come pumped up, okay? We got that, y'all know we got that hip-hop, okay? We got that clean, and we got some interview today, okay? That's what we got today, okay? We got some birthday shout-outs and things, and we just loving on y'all today, okay? We want y'all to stay tuned. We want y'all to get ready because y'all know how we do. We about to set it off, okay? About to set it off up in here. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know, a lot of things I do, I don't know if people really understand. But I kind of think that everything I do is for God. You know, they ain't gonna get judged. But at the end of the day, just know, it's a vibe. I'm about to get it in like Moses. 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 Yeah. Hey, it's a vibe. I was raised in the city, now built like a lion. I went to every club, every party I can find. Man, I had so many girls that went away, I was denying. I had to take a miracle to change my environment. Struggle got smaller and my image started declining. My heart got bigger and my love started rising. I erased all the hate, started rewriting and applying. I had to clean up my bed and fix what I was lying in. That doesn't explain why you chose me. There's something I don't know about me. The image of God, that's what you're seeing in me. I'm thinking big thoughts, that's what you're thinking for me. I feel the desire up in my earth when the fire. I'm all about people, I don't need no empire. And I'ma be a leader till my life is fire. If you don't know Jesus, I probably sung you shit in choir. Hey, hey, hey. I'm about to get it in like me. I'm about to get it in like me. I'm about to get it in like me. I'm about to get it in like Moses. I'm about to get it in like Moses. I'm about to get it in like Moses. Hey, hey, it's a vibe. I do not follow your idol. This is survival recital. We do these rounds here for survival. And God speaks through me on arrival. And I will tell this to my rival. I'm holding my enemies close. Cause they out there doing the most. They shoot while I stay in the post. I'm picking the road when they choke. I'm going for three. The Father, the Son, Holy Ghost. I will not conform to this world. I will not chase after these girls. I think I'm just ready to serve. I'm living for God, that's my word. I would not change up for the curve. Man, life is coming kinda fast, and I'm so humble and relaxed. I learned a lot just from my past. I think I'm about to have a blast. Just call me Keith Sweat, cause I'm just gonna make it last. Hey, 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 I'm about to get it in like Moses. Time to get caught up in your feelings, man. I'm sick of trying to seem of the bloodshed. Another father lost his life the other day. Black man, wake up and find your way. Tell me, why we killing one another? Don't you recognize that it's your brother? The system got so many stuff going stupid. I've been, and everybody wants to shoot. Think first before you pull the trigger, man. You know how many I was supposed to kill? But let it go like water running off a hill. There's a bigger plan for my life. I cannot do it locked up or in the grave. No longer to the system will I be a slave. Like a bear, it's time to come out the cave. Big bro, leave you stuck and amazed. Only if you have the mind of a slave. Caught up in the glitz and the glamour. While young brothers on the street pulling stunts, TNT drama. We gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back. Why you want to exploit our women? I have two daughters, sister must have guided right. I don't want to be the fun thing for the night. Daughters, wake up, get your mind right. I wanna die to get that thing. Spend money to get that thing. At the end, some gets no ring. Don't you know, you are value more. Clap your hand, use your mind to make those bands. You got a mind, dream big, make a plan. You're hearing these words coming from a man. Don't put your jewels in so many niggas' hands. I'm keeping it 100 cause I love you, man. You know how many haters I would get for this. I don't care, I was born to be a messenger. Watch out for them aliens, predators. This one is like a hug from a father. I need you to help me take the box back. And set this vibe like it was crack. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back. Now it's time to raise some brother's skirt. A lot of niggas will get their feelings hurt. The cat is the system and you're the most. No playing Tom and Jerry sauce. You got string popping stuff like a cherry. Genocide, and they don't need to lift a finger. I don't believe in Satan Claus, no fairy. Wake up, Morpheus, Matrix, yes. But so many went and took the wrong pill. Now the cops got a lock on you, Mr. Smith. But it's listen so you don't fall in the ditch. Everybody was born with that itch. Don't scratch, ignorance never had your back. Knowledge, understanding that's your only friend. You don't want to find out at the end. Just doing damage control with the pen. Be a parent, stop trying to be a friend. The venture will come in the end. Now it's time to rise up and take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. Yes, we gotta take the blocks back. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Because life, you can't give it back.
No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. No more rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. I like that. Hey, that was Take the Blocks Back, Baby, by Mr. Clifford Big Bro Riley And before that, you heard Oh Why by Mr. Mitrell Foreman. Y'all know how we do. We put new artists on the show. We run their music, let y'all hear it. Y'all hit them up. Y'all buy the music. Y'all support them so they can grow, okay? Make room for somebody else. That's all I'm saying, all right? So, like I said, that was Take the Blocks Back by Clifford Big Bro Riley. And before that was Mitrell Foreman with Oh Why. We're going to slow it down just a little bit. We got two more songs, and we're going to come back. We're going to come with prayer. After prayer, we're going to have a song and then an interview. We have an awesome, awesome guest in the studio with us today, so you do not want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, it's yours, Julie DJ, comes alongside Don and Chaz. It's a kingdom connection, everything set. Blessed love of a time, you know. Come on, everybody.
Come, everybody. Let's praise the Lord. Come, everybody. Come, everybody. Come, everybody. Let's praise the Lord. Come, everybody. Come, everybody. Come, everybody. Let's praise the Lord. Put them with your hands to the mountain high. Praise him with your foot to the valley low. Praise him with your mouth, make the people know. Let's praise the Lord. Come, come.
everybody. Come, come, everybody. Come, come, everybody. Let's praise the Lord.
Come on in.
Father, thank you. God, we come before you right now, God. Yes. Thank you, God. We come before you right now with a spirit of humbleness and meekness, God, to come before you, Lord God. Thanking and praising you for being who you are to us, for getting us to this point in our lives, this point in the day. God, we ask you to extend your protective angels on us on today as we come and go to and fro. Lord, whether we're going to work or wherever we're going to church, whatever we're doing, Lord God, we ask that you dispatch your protective angels all around us. There's so much going on in the world today. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive our sins. We ask you, Lord God, to look on our families, look on our household, look on those that are not with their families, Lord God. Look on those that are incarcerated. Look on those that are sick. Lord, look on those that have lost loved ones to whether it be COVID or whatever the situations are. Lord, we ask that you extend your grace, extend your strength to them as well. Father, we thank you for this moment of prayer. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, all right. We come. Hey. Yes, we come. Yes, we come here. God, we thank you. That song is just ministering to me, y'all. Y'all just, woo, y'all just got to roll with me. Just roll with me. Okay, so, woo, to become what God has designed you to be. That is what we're supposed to be doing. Yes. You to be. Yes. So, right after this song, we're going to get ready. This song is still playing in the background. We're going to get ready for our interview. We have an awesome, awesome, beautiful, spirited young lady in our midst today. So we're going to bring her on right after this song. All right? Be right back. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. The time has come. We have an awesome, awesome guest in the studio today, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, but I have to say the name of her business in order to introduce her because she's so awesome. She's just awesome. We have the owner of Ginger's Beauty Salon Boutique here with us today, Miss Ginger. Miss Janelle, how are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. I am doing well, thank you.
Yes, all the love. Yes, yes, give it up for y'all. Y'all know how we do. Yes, yes. This is how we do, ladies. Okay. So you introduce yourself again and tell the people where you're coming from and all that.
Okay, my name is Janelle Joseph. I live here, reside here in Sierra Vista, Arizona. I own Ginger's Beauty Salon at 999 East Frye Boulevard in Sierra Vista, Suite 213-212.
All right, y'all heard it. Y'all need to get that wig split, you know, that weave tightened up, that, you know, that lace front. That's who you call, okay? And we're going to let her give the information again at the end, okay? So we just want to pop on with her because she has been doing something in the community for some years, and I want her to talk a little bit about that, okay? So what is it that you're doing, Ms. Janelle? And how long have you been doing
it? And this year, on Sunday, August the 1st, and Monday, August the 2nd, I will be hosting an annual Back to School Bash where we donate haircuts. We give haircut styles, dreads, braids, silk press, anything excluding chemicals and extensions to kids from the ages of 4 to 18 that are returning back to school. I've been doing this now since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it since I've been here. I've been here for 4 years, and I've been doing it for 3 years because I couldn't do it last year due to COVID. But we are returning back and giving back to the community once again to alleviate some of the pressure of getting kids' hair done and cut before going to parents, before their kids go back to school.
Awesome. Now, y'all need to give her a hand clap because y'all know how tough it is to get these kids' hair done. Yeah. Give it up to her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Showing some love. Now, we want to clear up a few things. T-H-A-N-G-S. For those of you that plan on attending, okay, the haircuts are for children that are accompanied by their parents. Okay. I got connected with Miss Janelle about 3 years ago with the event, or was it the first one?
Yes. It was the first event about 3 years ago. Yes.
Okay.
Four years ago.
Yeah. We had a ball.
We had so
much
fun.
Yes,
we
did.
We had a great time.
Okay. So there was a parent waiting area, and there was the salon side. So the parents had a reception area with snacks and things like that. Wonderful. And so the parents brought the kids. They had to register. This is F-R-E-E, free. She is doing this for free. So there's no excuse for a little Susie, a little Johnny to go to school without their hair done. Without their hair done, excuse me. There's a business that is willing to donate her time. Again, she does this annually. Annually, and like she said, it's August the 1st and 2nd, and it's usually about that time every year. So definitely,
yes,
accompany your children. Do not, I just want to clarify, Ms., and you can correct me. Do not drop your kids off and come back. Is that still the requirement?
That's still that's still a requirement. Your kids must be accompanied by adult of 18 years or older. We don't want them here unaccompanied because the people here will be working, so we don't have time to keep your kids at bay, especially if you have more than one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we respectfully know that the parents are going to do that. Amen? Yeah, we just want to speak that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what led you to doing this type of event?
I'm originally from Louisiana, and I was a single parent one time myself. And when we were there, they would offer the same thing to the kids. I know sometimes it's hard for parents, even though sometimes it's two-parent households, it's still hard for them to, you know, get school supplies, clothes, and other things, and then have to worry about getting their kids' hair done. And I've noticed when we were participating in this event in Louisiana that it does something to the kids as well as help the parents. The kids, once they go to school with their hair done, nice, neat, and done by a professional, not saying nothing wrong with getting it done by someone else that's at home, but it just builds their self-esteem. It helps them out. It makes them feel better about themselves. And that's what we are here to do, just give everyone a good feeling, feel good about themselves, and just enjoy the school year, begin the school year off without worry.
Okay, we appreciate that. Now, with the haircuts and the hairstyle things, are those the only things that you give to the children for school?
No, there are various organizations in the community that donate school supplies. There are snacks. While the parents are waiting, it's not a lunch, but there are little snacks and things that they can eat while waiting for their kids and things that the kids can eat as well. And we also give hair products for hair care to those parents that have, sometimes parents just don't know what to do with their kids' hair. You know, it's difficult for them. Sometimes grandparents are raising their grandkids, and it's difficult. They don't know exactly what to do with the kids' hair or what products to use. So therefore, we educate them as well and give them products to leave with to help them along after they leave.
Wow. That oh my gosh, that is just, you have your, if anybody's ever been to the salon, anybody's salon, some people just have those hands that you go to sleep in the bowl while you're getting hair washed. That's her. I'm just going to say. But she's doing the haircuts, she's doing the hairstyles, she's providing the hair care, she's providing with community partners, she's doing school supplies. And the ultimate feeling of a boosted self-esteem to go to school with. And this is awesome. This is awesome. And you mentioned earlier about community partners donating the supplies. What types of supplies do they donate?
I know we have backpacks, we have crayons, colors. Right now, they have the Parent Coalition. They have something out to see exactly what the kids need, because we don't want to go out and spend money on stuff that the kids can't really use.
Right.
So if you would go to their page, you can give some advice on what exactly your child may need. Because we know now that they are dealing with laptops and notebooks in schools, so we don't want to over-purchase things that they won't use.
Right.
We just need some ideas of what your kid may need so that we can get the things that they need to alleviate some pressure from the family.
Okay.
So you have Parents, the Parents Coalition, and
yes.
They are partnering with Miss Janelle, Ginger's Beauty Salon, in finding out what the children actually need. And the page, I believe, is Sierra Vista Parents Coalition on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we are very thankful to Sierra Vista Parents Coalition, to which I used to be the vice president. Whoop, whoop, ladies. So we are thankful for Ms. Janelle and the Parents Coalition organization and all of the community partners for being a blessing in this time, because COVID and pandemic, so many changes have happened within the school system where certain things are required now that wasn't required before. So Ms. Janelle, we thank you so much for spending time with us. Can you please give us your social media information and how somebody can contact you to either make a donation, volunteer, or bring their child to get services?
Okay, before I end, I would like to add that it's not only me. It's other stylists and barbers in the community. So I came here with the idea, but I would like to thank everyone, all the stylists and barbers that's coming out to help. So it's not only me, but it's other stylists, barbers, and other organizations. I don't want to leave anyone out, so I won't give any names, but there are more people than myself that'll be here to accommodate you and your children when you come in. And my social media is Janelle Joseph at Instagram, or you can reach me at Ginger's Beauty Salon on Facebook, or Ginger's, G-I-N-G-E-R-S, beautysalon.info, I-N-F-O. And my phone number will be area code 225-623-8058. You can register your child or get an appointment for them for the back-to-school bash. An appointment is not required, but it is preferred. So you can book that appointment or schedule that appointment on Ginger's, G-I-N-G-E-R-S, beautysalon.info, I-N-F-O, with the selection of Back to School Bash.
All right, y'all heard it right here. And once you go and get the services for your children, just know you've been gingerized.
Yes.
They don't know nothing about it. They ain't ready. We thank you so much for sharing that. So we're going to give a quick overview again of what they're going to be, what's going to be going on, what they'll be getting, and how they can get in contact.
Okay. Again, your child can come in and get any natural hairstyle, braids, twists, cornrows, silk press, or haircut, boy or girl, ages 4 to 18. You can get in contact with me. Phone number, area code 225-623-8058. You can schedule your appointment on Ginger's, G-I-N-G-E-R-S, beautysalon.info, I-N-F-O, with a selection of Back to School Bash. The hours are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So that's 12 hours. You can get here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please come out, help, bring the kids, donate, whatever you can. And thank you. And I would like to also thank Lady Q, and I would also like to thank the radio station for giving me this platform.
Oh, you are so very welcome, love. I miss you all helping out. But when she told me she was doing it, I said, oh, yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. So it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what state, what part of the country you're in. You can still donate from afar. You can still make donations from out of state or what have you. Donate school supplies or whatever. And she gave her information. So definitely we appreciate her sharing her time with us, okay? So we thank y'all so much, and we're asking you to stay tuned. We'll be right back with more new artists.
Mighty arms, never known you to fail. Oh, what manner of man is this that the wind and sea obey?
And all the earth declares your glory, proclaiming
King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are the Prince of peace. You reign in victory. You're the everlasting God. Oh, everlasting God. Oh, behold, He comes with clouds. Every knee on earth must bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, He is Christ, and He is eternal life. And His kingdom shall prevail and all. Proclaim me, yeah.
You are the King
of kings.
Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. It's a happy birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Y'all know how we do. You know, I won't forget nobody's names. I'm going to enjoy the song. And I'm saying happy birthday to everybody's birthday. If you got a birthday this month, whether it's today, whether it was yesterday, whether it's tomorrow, next week, whatever. If you got a birthday coming up this month, want to say happy birthday to you, sugars, get it in. Put your hands up, 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 make noise, make noise. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we do it. So this is for you, okay? Enjoy. So we're going to come back after this next song. We're going to come back a little bit. We got a Bible question. We're going to get back to our Bible question. We've been sleeping a little bit. I had to take a little break. But we got a Bible question for y'all today, okay? So y'all enjoy some music. And if I don't get the chance to say it on the show today, I just want y'all to pay attention to Lady Q's page, Lady Q Radio Personality page. I'm going to post the question on there. Okay? How about that? That sound good? It sound good to me. All right, let's get back to this music, and we got a lot of new artists. The birthday song that I always play is DJ Coop, Baltimore Club Mix, y'all know what I'm saying? Okay, and then we had we had a little bit of Jonathan Nelson. We had Chosen Soldiers, who we've had on the show before, okay? And we also had Matthew K. Jenkins. That's who you are, okay? So we'll be right back. Enjoy some more music.
It's raining, but I don't need an umbrella. Standing in your rain as well. Standing in your rain is where I wanna be. Where I wanna be. Yeah. Lord, we're ready for revival. Open my ears, Lord, speak. Pour it up, pour it up.
Pour it up,
look, I'm on it, pour it up.
survival gon' be bigger than the O2. Doesn't really matter what I'm going through. I know that you'll send another breakthrough. Glory to God because he saved me. And I'ma shine bright cause he made me. So take away your pain and shame and pull your brain. Just come
and
All right. We thank y'all for rocking with me today. We thank y'all so much. I'm thankful for my awesome guest that was here with us. Do not forget to check out Lady Q's page, Lady Q Radio Personality page, for all the updates and everything. We have something for y'all next time too. So we thank y'all. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Pandemic and COVID still out here. So please, please, please be considerate of others. And make sure y'all pop back in at 2 o'clock, pop back in at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. You will not be disappointed. Okay? All right. Until next time, be blessed. Y'all know what it is. I'm out.
Say anybody but one thing left to do now. Hallelujah. It's to praise the Lord. Come put those hands together with me tonight.
Your rain.
We already messed up, that's alright. I said we dance by faith.
Dance by faith.
Dance by faith.
Lift your hands right now, right now, right now.
Go ahead and scream out.